I still don't know why I'm here. Couldn't you just make them say yes?
Yes, I could, but it's not my way. And I would expect you of all people would understand my feelings about the misuse of power.
Ah, power corrupts and all that. Yes, I know, Charles. When are you going to stop lecturing me?
When you start listening. And you're here because I need you.
We're not going to have to meet every one of them in person, are we?
No. This one's special.
What a beautiful campus. John, don't you think?
Yes, the brochure is great. But what about Jean? What about her illness?
Illness?
John.
You think your daughter is sick, Mr. Gray?
Perhaps it would be best if we were to speak to her alone.
Of course. Jean, can you come down, dear?
We'll leave you then.
It's very rude, you know, to read my thoughts or Mr. Lensher's without our permission.
Did you think you were the only one of your kind, young lady?
We're mutants, Jean. We are like you.
Really? I doubt that.
More power than you can imagine, Jean. The question is, will you control that power? Or let it control you?
Warren? Son, is everything all right? What's going on in there?
Nothing, I'll be right out!
Come on, you've been in there for over an hour. Open the door. Warren!
1 second!
Open this door!
Warren?
Let me in there right now! Open the door!
Just gonna sit there? Let's go.
Bobby!
Thanks, Kitty.
We're getting killed out here.
Yeah, I know. They're not ready, Storm.
Logan?
Oh, don't get your panties in a bunch. That was my last cigar.
Logan! It's getting closer! Come on! Let's keep moving!
Hey, Timmy. Come here. How's your throwing arm?
Logan, we work as a team.
Yeah, good luck with that. Throw me. Now!
Damn it, Logan! Don't do this!
Class dismissed. Hey, Colossus. Nice throw.
Simulation complete.
What the hell was that?
Danger room session.
You know what I mean.
I'll lighten up, Storm.
Look, you can't just change the rules when you feel like it. I'm trying to teach him something.
No, I taught him something.
It was a defensive exercise.
Yeah, best defense is a good offense. Or is it the other way around?
This isn't a game, Logan.
You sure fooled me. Hey, I'm just a sub. You got a problem? Talk to Scott.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
You don't seem fine. You seem like you're avoiding me. I mean, something's wrong.
What's wrong is I can't touch my boyfriend without killing him. Other than that, I'm wonderful.
Hey, I don't think that's fair. Have I ever put any pressure on you?
You're a guy, Bobby. Your mind's only on one thing.
Hey, Scott, they were looking for you downstairs. You didn't show.
What do you care?
Well, for starters, I had to cover your ass.
I didn't ask you to.
No, you didn't. The professor did. I was just passing through.
So pass through, Logan.
Look. I know how you feel.
Don't.
When Jean died,
I said don't.
Maybe it's time for us to move on.
Not everybody heals as fast as you, Logan.
Mr. Secretary?
Yes.
The meeting's begun, sir.
Thank you. Mr. President?
Have a seat, Hank. Homeland Security was tracking Magneto.
We got hits in Lisbon, Geneva, Montreal. NAVSAT lost him crossing the border, but we did get a consolation prize. We picked her up breaking to the FDA, of all places.
You know who she's been imitating? Secretary Trask here.
Yes, sir. She can't do that.
Not anymore, she can't. We got her.
You think your prisons can hold her?
We have some new prisons, Hank. We'll keep them mobile. Be a step ahead this time.
Where is Magneto? Raven. Raven, I asked you a question.
I don't answer to my slave name.
Raven Darkholm, that's your real name, isn't it? Or has he convinced you don't have a family anymore?
My family tried to kill me, you pathetic meat sack.
Okay, then, Mystique. Where is he?
In here, with us.
I don't want to play games with you. I want answers. You don't want to play games with me? You are going to stop this. Tell me, where is Magneto? You want to know where he is?
You know, her capture will only provoke Magneto. But having her does give us some diplomatic leverage.
On principle, I can't negotiate with these people.
I thought that's why you appointed me, sir.
Yes, it is.
But that's not why you called me here.
No, this is. It's what she stole from the FDA.
Dear Lord. Is it viable?
We believe it is.
You realize the level of impact this will have on the mutant community?
Yes, I do. That's precisely why we need some of your diplomacy now.
When an individual acquires great power, the use or misuse of that power is everything. Will it be for the greater good, or will it be used for personal or for destructive ends? Now, this is a question we must all ask ourselves. Why? Because we are mutants. For psychics, this presents a particular problem. When is it acceptable to use our power, and when do we cross that invisible line that turns us into tyrants over our fellow man?
But Einstein said that ethics are an exclusive human concern without any superhuman authority behind it.
Einstein wasn't a mutant, so far as we know. Now, this case study was sent to me by a colleague, Dr. Moira MacTaggert. Jones?
The man you see here was born with no higher-level brain functions. His organs and nervous system work, but he has no consciousness to speak of.
Now, what if we were to transfer the consciousness of one person, say, a father of four with terminal cancer, into the body of this man? How are we to decide what falls within the range of ethical behavior and what...
Professor?
We'll continue this tomorrow. Class dismissed. The forecast was for sunny skies.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't have to be psychic to see that something's bothering you.
I don't understand. Magneto's a fugitive. We have a mutant in the cabinet, a president who understands us. Why are we still hiding?
We're not hiding, but we still have enemies out there. And I must protect my students. You know that.
Yes, but we can't be students forever.
Storm, I hadn't thought of you as my student for years. In fact, I thought that perhaps you might take my place someday.
But Scott's...
Scott's a changed man. He took Jean's death so hard. Yes, things are better out there. But you of all people know how fast the weather can change.
There's something you're not telling us.
Hey?
Aurora! Charles!
I love what you've done with your hair.
You too. Thank you for seeing me on such short notice.
Henry, you are always welcome here. You're a part of this place.
I have news.
Is it Eric?
No, though we have been making some progress on that front. Mystique was recently apprehended.
Who's the furball?
Hank McCoy, Secretary of Mutant Affairs.
Right, right, the secretary. Nice suit.
Henry, this is Logan. He's
Wolverine. I hear you're quite an animal.
Look who's talking.
You know Magneto's gonna come get Mystique, right?
Magneto's not the problem. At least not our most pressing one. A major pharmaceutical company has developed a mutant antibody. A way to suppress the mutant X gene.
Suppress?
Permanently. They're calling it a cure.
Well, that's ridiculous. You can't cure being a mutant.
Well, scientifically speaking...
Since when did we become a disease? How can anybody in their right...
They're announcing it now.
These so-called mutants are people,
just like us. Their affliction is nothing more than a disease, a corruption of healthy cellular activity. But I stand here today to tell you that there's hope. And this site, once the world's most famous prison, will now be the source of freedom for all mutants who choose it. Ladies and gentlemen, I proudly present the answer to mutation. Finally, we have a cure.
Who would want this cure? I mean, what kind of coward would take it just to fit in?
Is it cowardice to save oneself from persecution? Not all of us can fit in so easily. You don't shed on the furniture.
Well, for all we know, the government helped cook this up.
I can assure you the government had nothing to do with this.
Yeah, well, I've heard that before.
My boy, I have been fighting for mutant rights since before you had claws.
Did he just call me boy?
Is it true? They can cure us?
Yes, Rogue, it appears to be true.
No, Professor. They can't cure us. You want to know why? Because there's nothing to cure. Nothing's wrong with you. Or any of us, for that matter.
How should we as mutants respond? Here's what I think.
This is about getting organized, bringing our complaints to the right people. We need to put together a committee and talk to the government. They don't understand. They don't know what it means to be a mutant. We need to show them, educate them, let them know that we're here to stay.
Come on.
People, you must listen. They won't take us seriously.
They want to exterminate us.
This cure is voluntary. Nobody's talking about extermination.
No one ever talks about it. They just do it. And you go on with your lives, ignoring the signs all around you. And then one day, when the air is still and the night has fallen, they come for you.
Excuse me.
It's only then you realize what you're talking about, organizing and committees. The extermination has already begun. Make no mistake, my brothers. They will draw first blood. They will force their cure upon us. The only question is, will you join my brotherhood and fight? Or wait for the inevitable genocide? Who will you stand with, the humans or us?
You talk pretty tough for a guy in a cape.
Back off.
You're so proud of being a mutant. Where's your mark?
I have been marked once, my dear, and let me assure you, no needle shall ever touch my skin again.
You know who you're talking to? Do you?
And what can you do? So, you have talents.
That and more. I know you control metal, and I know there's 87 mutants in here, none of them above a class 3, other than you two.
You can sense other mutants and their powers.
Mm-hmm.
Could you locate one for me?
Let me out of here. I demand that you release me. Do you know who I am? I'm the President of the United States.
Oh, Mr. President.
Shut up!
Why are you doing this to me? Let me down. I'll be a good girl. Please let me go. Please.
Keep it up. I'll spray you in the face, bitch.
When I get out of here, I'm gonna kill you myself.
Yeah, right.
Secretary McCoy, welcome to Worthington Labs.
Thank you, Dr. Rao. Not an easy place to get to.
It's the safest location we could find. That's why we keep the source of the cure here.
He is a mutant.
You understand our concern.
We are in full compliance with your department's policy.
How long will you keep the boy here?
Until we can fully map his DNA, we can replicate it, but we can't generate it.
And his power? What is its range?
You'll see. Jamie, there's someone I would like you to meet.
Hello there, son.
Hi.
My name is Hank McCoy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You have an amazing gift. Thank you, Jimmy.
Trust me, I can control it now. Open them. You can't hurt me.
No clue. Professor, you okay?
Get to Alkali Lake.
You don't want to be here.
Do you? I can't see a damn thing.
I can take care of that. She's alive.
Jean.
The sheer mass of water that collapsed on top of Jean should have obliterated her completely. The only explanation of Jean's survival is that her powers wrapped her in a cocoon of telekinetic energy.
Is she going to be okay?
Jean Grey is the only Class 5 mutant I've ever encountered, her potential practically limitless. Her mutation is seated in the unconscious part of her mind, and therein lay the danger. When she was a girl, I created a series of psychic barriers to isolate her powers from her conscious mind, and as a result, Jean developed dual personality.
What?
The conscious Jean, whose powers were always in her control, and the dormant side. A personality that in our sessions came to call itself the Phoenix. A purely instinctual creature, all desire and joy and rage.
She knew all this?
It's unclear how much she knew. Far more critical is whether the woman in front of us is the Jean Grey we know, or the Phoenix furiously struggling to be free.
She looks pretty peaceful to me.
Because I'm keeping her that way. I'm trying to restore the psychic blocks and cage the beast again.
What have you done to her?
Logan, you have to understand...
You're talking about a person's mind here, about Jean.
She has to be controlled.
Control? You know, sometimes when you cage the beast gets angry.
You have no idea. You have no idea of what she is capable.
No, Professor. I had no idea what you were capable of.
I had a terrible choice to make. I chose the lesser of two evils.
Well, sounds to me like Jean had no choice at all.
I don't have to explain myself. Least of all to you.
History will be made here today. For the first time, the so-called mutant cure will be available to the public. Now, reaction has run the gamut with mutants on both sides of the line. Some are desperate for this cure, while others are offended by the very idea of it. See,
Secretary McCoy going to be a problem?
Hard to say. His political views seem somewhat at odds with his personal issues.
Excuse me, sir. Your son's arrived.
Good. Bring him in.
You sure you want to start with him?
I think it's important, yes.
Hello, Warren.
How are you, son? You sleep well?
Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of you for doing this. Everything's gonna be fine. I promise.
Yeah.
You ready?
Transformation can be a little jarring.
Dad, can we talk about this for a sec?
We've talked about it, son. I'll be over soon. Everything's going to be fine.
Wait. I can't do this.
Warren, calm down.
I can't do this.
Yes, you can.
Okay,
just relax, son. Take it easy. Calm down.
I can't do this.
I promise you, you'll be fine. Warren, relax. Warren, it's a better life. It's what we all want.
No. It's what you want.
I've been busy. Did you find what you were looking for?
The source of the cure is a mutant. A child at Worthington Labs. Without him, they have nothing.
Read off the guest list.
Cell 41205. James Madrix.
This one robbed 7 banks. At the same time.
I could use a man of your talents.
I'm in.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Careful with this one.
Kane Marco, solitary confinement. Now check this out. Prisoner must be confined at all times. If he builds any momentum, no object can stop him.
How fascinating. What do they call you?
Juggernaut.
I can't imagine why.
You can let me out of here. I need a pee.
Nice helmet.
Keeps my face pretty.
I think he'll make a fine addition to our army.
Yeah.
No!
Thank you.
saved me. I'm sorry, my dear. You're not one of us anymore. Such a shame. She was so beautiful.
You think resigning is going to make a difference? That's no way to influence policy.
Policy is being made without me, Mr. President. The decision to turn the cure into a weapon was made without me.
What happened on that convoy was inexcusable. But your actions...
Hank, son, that was an isolated incident. You have to understand. Those mutants were a real threat.
Have you even begun to think what a slippery slope you're on?
I have. And I worry about how democracy survives when one man can move cities with his mind.
As do I.
You and I know that it's only going to get worse.
All the more reason why I need to be where I belong.
Where we first met. Only I was in your place and you were in mine.
You okay?
Yeah. More than okay. Logan, you're making me blush.
Reading my thoughts?
I don't have to. It's okay. It's okay. No, wouldn't he? What? You think he's not in your head, too? Look at you, Logan. He's tamed you.
Where's Scott? Jean?
Where am I?
You're in the mansion. You need to tell me what happened to Scott. Jean, tell me what happened to him.
Look at me. Jean, stay with me. with me.
Talk to me.
Look at me. Look at me.
No.
Focus. Focus, G.
Kill me. Kill me before I kill someone else.
Don't say that.
Please.
Stop it.
Kill me.
Stop it. Look. It'll be all right. We can help you. Hey, the professor can help. He can fix it.
I don't want to fix it.
Voluntary. They put the cure in the gun. I told you they would draw first blood.
So what do we do?
What do we do? We use this weapon as a lightning rod to bring countless more to our cause. Come, we have an army to build.
I picked something up. An electromagnetic force. It's massive. It's a mutant. Class 5. More powerful than anything I've ever felt. More powerful than you.
Where is she?
Logan.
Jean.
Jean!
What happened?
What have you done?
I think she killed Scott.
What? That's not possible.
I warned you. She's left the mansion, but she's trying to block my thoughts. She's so strong. It may be too late.
Wait for me here.
What?
I need to see Jean alone.
You were right, Charles. This one is special.
What the hell are you doing here?
Same as the professor, visiting an old friend.
I don't want trouble here.
Nor do I, Charles. So, shall we go inside? I came to bring Jean home. Don't interfere, Eric. Just like old times, eh?
She needs help. Jean is not well.
Funny, you sound just like her parents. Nobody gets inside.
I knew you'd come.
Of course. I've come to bring you home.
I have no home.
Yes, you do. You have a home and a family.
You know, he thinks your power is too great for you to control.
Eric.
I don't believe your mind games are going to work anymore, Charles.
So you want to control me?
No.
He does.
No. I want to help you.
Help me? What's wrong with me?
Absolutely nothing. Eric, stop!
No, Charles, not this time. You've always held her back.
For your own good, Jean.
Stay out of my head.
I'm going in.
The professor said he'd handle this.
Look at me, Jean. I can help you. No. Look at me.
Get out of my head.
Perhaps you should listen to her, Charles. You must trust me. You're a danger to everyone and yourself. But I can help you.
I think you want to give her the cure. Look what happened to Scott. You killed the man you loved because you couldn't control your power.
No, stop it!
That's it.
Thank you.
Don't let it control you.
We live in an age of darkness, a world full of fear, hate, and intolerance. But in every age, there are those who fight against it. Charles Xavier was born into a world divided, a world he tried to heal, a mission he never saw accomplished. It seems the destiny of great men to see their goals unfulfilled. Charles was more than a leader, more than a teacher. He was a friend. When we were afraid, he gave us strength. And when we were alone, he gave us a family. He may be gone, but his teachings live on through us, his students. Wherever we may go, we must carry on his vision. And that's a vision of a world united.
It's just, Xavier came to my house. He was the one that convinced me to come here.
Yeah, me too. We're all feeling the same way, you know.
No, Bobby, we're not. And you have Rogue, and I've... You know, I just miss home. The first snow and all of that.
Kitty, get up. Come with me.
Storm told us to stay in our rooms.
Don't worry. We won't get caught. I mean, you can't walk through walls, you know. Come on. This place can be home, too.
Thank you for this, Bobby.
Need a lift, kid?
No.
Where are you going?
You don't know what it's like to be afraid of your powers. Be afraid to get close to anybody.
Yeah, I do.
I want to be able to touch people, Logan. A hug. A handshake. A kiss.
I hope you're not doing this for some boy. Look, if you want to go, then go. Just be sure it's what you want.
Shouldn't you be telling me to stay? To go upstairs and unpack?
I'm not your father. I'm your friend. Just think about what I said, Rogue.
Marie.
Remember when we first met? Do you know what I saw when I looked at you? I saw the next stage in evolution. What Charles and I dreamt of finding. And I thought to myself, why would Charles want to turn this goddess into a mortal? I can manipulate the metal in this, but you... You can do anything. Anything you can think of. Jin. Enough. Enough!
You sound just like him.
Jin. He wanted to hold you back.
What do you want?
I want you to be what you are. As nature intended. That cure is meant for all of us. If we want freedom, we must fight for it. And that fight begins now.
She shouldn't be here with us. Her power is completely unstable.
Only in the wrong hands.
You trust her? She's one of them.
So were you once.
I stuck with you all the way. Would have killed the professor if he'd given me the chance.
Charles Xavier did more for mutants than he'll ever know. My single greatest regret is that he had to die for our dream to live.
So what now? What do we do?
Professor Xavier started this school. Perhaps it's best that it end with him. We'll have to tell the students that they're going home.
Most of us don't have anywhere to go. I can't believe this. I can't believe we're not going to fight for this school.
I'm sorry. I know this is a bad time. I was told that this was a safe place for mutants.
It was, son.
And it still is. We'll find you a room. Hank, tell all the students the school stays open.
Rogue. Hey, Rogue. Hey, Hey, Pete. You seen Rogue?
Yeah, she took off.
What do you think?
She's gone, Logan. She's not coming back.
You don't know that.
She killed the professor.
It wasn't Jean. The Jean I know is still in there.
Listen.
Irma.
Why can't you see the truth, huh? Why can't you just let her go?
Of course.
Because you love her. She made her choice. Now it's time we make ours. So if you're with us, then be with us.
I'm looking for someone. Oh, I get it. Your girlfriend. I figured she'd want the cure. She's pathetic. Come on, Iceman. Make a move. Same old Bobby. Still afraid of a fight.
Today's attack was only our first salvo. So long as the cure exists, our war will rage. Your cities will not be safe. Your streets will not be safe. You will not be safe. And to my fellow mutants, I make you this offer. Join us or stay out of our way. Enough mutant blood has been spilled already.
We're trying to track them, sir. We're working hard.
We cannot let him do this.
You know I agree, sir.
This is now a national security matter. Seize and secure Worthington Labs. I want troops armed with cure weapons deployed immediately.
Yes, sir.
And Trask, you have to find Magneto and stop him by any means necessary. Magneto wants a war. We'll give him one.
Let's go! Keep it moving! Turn in your old weapon! Turn in all metal! Bayonets! Magazines! Dog tags! Pick up your plastic weapons! Pick up your cure cartridge! Absolutely no metal!
Go!
Wish to cure us, but I say to you, we are the cure. The cure for that infirm, imperfect condition called Homo sapiens. They have their weapons. We have ours. We will strike with a vengeance and a fury that this world has never witnessed. If any mutants stand in our way, we will use this poison against them. We shall go to Alcatraz Island, take control of the cure, and destroy its source. And then, nothing can stop us!
Jean?
I know the smell of your adamantium from a mile away.
I didn't come here to fight you.
Smart boy.
I came for Jean.
Do you think I'm keeping her against her will? She's here because she wants to be.
You don't know what you're dealing with.
I know full well. I saw what she did to Charles.
And you stood there and let him die. I'm not leaving here without her.
Yes, you are.
Okay. 2 minutes for rendezvous, Mr. President. We have a satellite feed of Magneto's base of operations.
How did we find it?
She gave us everything we wanted and more.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Target dead ahead. Set for 360-degree incursion.
This is Team Leader to Bravo One.
We are green to go.
Okay. Send them in.
Okay.
Get down here!
okay. I give up.
Sorry, Mr. Secretary. It was a decoy.
If he's not there, then where the hell is he?
Worthington Labs. It ends where it began. Are you sure the boy is still inside?
100%.
How are we supposed to get there? Because I don't swim.
Leave that to me. Storm! Storm!
What are you doing back here?
I need help.
You found her?
Yeah, she's with Magneto.
Where are they?
They're on the move. I know where they're going.
You're saying you saw Magneto?
Yeah, gotta go now. They're gonna attack Alcatraz.
There are troops stationed on that island.
Not enough to stop him.
Let's suit up.
Hard to believe this one's filthy.
If Magneto gets hold of that cure, there'll be no stopping him.
Can you estimate how many he has?
An army. NG.
His powers have limits. Hers do not.
There's only six of us, Logan.
Yeah, we're outnumbered. I'm not gonna lie to you. But we lost Scott. We lost the professor. If we don't fight now, everything they stood for will die with them. I'm not gonna let that happen. Are you? Then we stand together. X-Men. All of us.
We're in.
Let's go. They're ready.
Yeah, I know. But are you ready to do what you need to do when the time comes?
Charles always wanted to build bridges.
Boys in the southeast corner of the building.
Well then.
Let's take it down!
In chess, the pawns go first. Humans and their guns. Plastic, but learned. That's why the pawns go first.
Use your shockwaves. Target those weapons.
Tanks.
Against Magneto? We'll turn them inside out.
Where are our ground troops?
30 minutes away.
Then God help us.
They're coming for him.
inside, get the boy, and kill him.
With pleasure.
Hold it!
He's going for the boy!
Not if I get there first!
Kidding?
Roll those back.
Don't you know who I am? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
Going somewhere?
You're the guy that invented the cure, right?
Yes, I am.
Girls?
No, don't!
Hey,
don't hurt
easy.
Him! No!
Let go of me!
Don't hurt
How
him!
How you doing?
Hey, calm down, calm down. Everything's gonna be okay.
You're a diplomat.
As Churchill said, there comes a time when all men must... Oh, you get the point.
Oh, no. No. Please, no, no, don't. No.
No. Don't worry. I'm here to help you. We gotta get you out of here. This way. What's going on?
Your powers won't work with me.
Stay close, all right?
Okay.
I'm the wrong guy to play hide and seek with.
Who's hiding, you dickhead?
I only wanted to help you people.
Do we look like we need your help?
Time to end this war.
Let's go!
Best defense is a good offense.
Bobby, you think you can take out your old friend?
Go ahead.
Storm, wait, I need some cover.
Over your head, Bobby. Maybe you should go back to school.
You never should have left.
This is it. Hey. Let me get a strike.
Never learn, do you?
Actually, I do.
I'm
one of them.
This is what they want for all others.
It's over, Gene.
What have I done?
I'm the only one who can stop her. Get everyone to safety. Go!
for them. For you. For you.
Save me.
You're back.
I'm sorry. I had to.
This isn't what I wanted.
I know. It's what I wanted. Good to see you, buddy.
So it is with the thanks of a grateful nation that I introduce our new ambassador to the United Nations and the representative to the world for all United States citizens, human and mutant alike, Dr. Hank McCoy.
Way to go, Furball.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
morning.
Hello, Moira.
Charles.